First today, Mark.
Yeah, the Fed did come out, and it was a pretty interesting little report. The main thing what they did say is they thought inflation was getting too low, and so they're going to come out with a quantitative easing, which means basically they're going to buy back more corporate and mortgage-backed bonds off the open market. And what that does for us is that ends up lowering down interest rates. Just when we thought they couldn't get any lower, they just keep falling and falling. So they're going to try to up inflation, try to spur inflation on us by lowering the interest rates down even more. So we'll see if that works or not. It hadn't worked so far, and they've been doing it quite a while, and interest rates are unbelievably low. Anyone who knows, has money in a savings account at a bank or buys a CD, you see what interest rates are. So that was kind of interesting to see what happens. But what also was really interesting was Larry Summers, who was a head of White House economic advisor. He was head for Obama over there, and he ended up resigning. He's going to quit at the end of the year and go back to Harvard. So we'll see what happens there. Larry Summers has left, and Christina Romo, who was worked for Obama, has recently left too. So Obama has two key positions there that are empty, and he's going to have to put someone else in those positions to help run this country's $1.4 trillion deficit. So we'll see what happens there. As far as the markets go, it's pretty quiet out there today. The markets were flat yesterday, but for the month, I mean, it's just unbelievable what the market has done. The Dow is up 7.5% for the month alone. The NASDAQ, which is mainly technology stocks, is up 11% for the month. So we'll see what happens today, but it looks like the market's going to open up a little bit flat, not much movement at all. As far as earnings out there, it's been kind of a quiet front also, but what I did find interesting is companies like AutoZone, where you go buy auto parts for your car, their profit surged 14%. And CarMax, where you buy used cars, their income rose 5%. And what that's telling you is people are not going out and buying new cars at all. They're buying used cars, and two, they're going to AutoZone to repair those cars. And several years ago, totally different deal. Everyone was buying a brand new car all the time. So it's amazing how quick things change around here. And we also got some numbers on housing starts yesterday and today, and that was real interesting because U.S. housing starts were up 10.5% last month. So home builders are out there building like crazy, but then mortgage applications fall to an all-time low this month. We got that report this morning. So I don't know, home builders are building, but it looks like from mortgage applications, people aren't buying. So it kind of makes everyone nervous that we have too many homes out there still for sale. And there's still a whole big, huge amount of inventory people don't realize that the banks are holding on their book of homes that they have foreclosed on, and they just don't want to flood the market with these homes, so they're just slowly bringing them out. So it looks like this housing crisis could drag on for years. So we'll see what happens there, but it looks like the quiet market's going to open up pretty quiet this morning. And then I thought what was interesting, kind of off the mark of everything, is Los Angeles mayor came out today. They've got 14% unemployment out there, and rumor is they're going to go bankrupt in a few years. And mayor said, nope, we will not go bankrupt. Matter of fact, we're going to give any new business that wants to move to Los Angeles 3 years' worth of tax breaks. They will not have to pay any taxes on their gross sales receipts. So if you want to move to Los Angeles, I guess this is a good time.